Hello and welcome to another worldwide radio broadcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of John as we begin chapter 7 with verses 4 through 8. No one works in secret if he wants to be known publicly. If you do these things, manifest yourself to the world. For his brothers did not believe in him. So Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet here, but the time is always right for you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify to it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going to this feast, because my time has not been fulfilled." We continue our practice in Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2. "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies gloat over me." And I conclude our practice today in the Joel 2, verses 12 and 13. "Yet even now, oracle of the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. With fasting, weeping, and mourning, rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting in punishments." Praise the Lord. We come to the forever debate of Jesus having brothers and sisters, referred to by many as half-brothers or sisters from Joseph's, since he was older than Mary, leading many to believe that in this case, some scholars believe it is in the language itself that created a different meaning when using the word brother, such as cousins, to describe a family tree. Like many in today's world, is, or was, severely broken. God reminds us today to share his works openly, to seek out the people who hate, more so the feeling and desire of being taken advantage of, while inflicting the real you who admires God for giving us his son to live forgiven. The world might hate you when you publicly describe your obedience and surrender to placing God first, but this is a known fact. The world cannot hate you for being you. What matters is Christ died for you, not his brother. Trust God, lifting his son over the disgraced, allowing them to find refuge and peace, where hearts rendering something whole and tangible as the only way to be one with God. God gives wisdom to the souls of the world, encouraging tears, weeping that ultimately leads to fasting without even trying to consume less. The enemies of the world will not be allowed to gloat over you, as your disgrace is bleached white as a glow that emanates from you as an instrument of God, where punishment is relenting. Love is steadfast and abounding. Anger is slow to boil in a circulatory system filled with mercy and grace of God, his Son, and as I like to say, his Spirit, so holy, when giving us the freedom redemption affords. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to live forgiven. Call on us to confess. Enlighten us to share your salvation. Help us to serve least as giving our best. Prayers of protection for my son Jeffrey Stephen Robin Wiggins. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from a study of John 7. It's verses 1 through 8. It is a two-stanza poem, one-lined ending. It's titled, "Publicly Known, Secret Works Revere." Judea traveled not, killing Jews fear. Tabernacles feast, family said was near. Your works, disciples, must see clear. Publicly known, secret works revere. World you manifested, believe not, brothers dear. Hear not his time Jesus would steer. Right always time, whenever you may peer. Jesus replied, "Me, world hates, evil works, testified, smear. Fulfillment not this time. My feast will be sincere." Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 21st, 2017. And I'm concluding a recording this morning at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yesterday, I had such an awesome opportunity to share some prayer with a good friend that brought tears to my eyes for the first time in a couple of years. And I lift up the Lord in all things, asking Him to give us grace and peace, and thank Him for His friendship in a real bonding manner of Christ. Such a beautiful thing, as I do with my soulmate in Christ, my beautiful wife and soulmate Tony. I love you so much, honey. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my brothers and sisters.